My guest at this time is Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the author of numerous books defending the Second Amendment rights of Americans. We've asked him to discuss President Obama's latest executive orders on guns, the impact they would have, whether he has the right to issue them, and more. And Mr. Gottlieb, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Some of the most divisive part of today, especially in the debate that's followed, is the president's arguments, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But as far as the actual orders, while there are things in there about smart gun technology and mental health evaluation and so forth, the big item here appears to be the president loosening the definition of who is in the gun selling business and possibly getting involved in many private sales. Obama says that complies with the Second Amendment and is within his authority. What do you see as the practical impact of this?
Well, I don't think there's any practical impact in it to begin with, because all the cases he cited where guns were misused, those people went through background checks and bought the guns from licensed dealers who are licensed to sell those guns and conduct the background checks. So Obama's being disingenuous in virtually everything he said. The impact is going to be nil. But the problem we have here is that if a person is going to sell a gun out of their collection, under Obama's definitions these days, that would make him a dealer and he'd have to get a license to sell the gun. That's just not in his authority. It's not part of the act that Congress has passed, and he's going to have a hard time defending that in court.
What is the line here? What exactly could the president do, and what can't he do if Congress is not going along with all this?
Well, first of all, a lot of what he says he's doing takes money from Congress, and he talks about how it's in his budget. Well, the problem is his budget has to get approved by Congress, and Congress is not going to approve those parts of his next budget, so it's not going to happen. His part of his mental health, having doctors report people to the FBI to put him in the database that is qualified for owning a firearm without any due process, is a scary proposal here. Once you're in that database, there's like no way to get your name out of that database. That's an infringement on Second Amendment rights. He may not think so, but we do.
Alan, you mentioned earlier that most, if not all, of the mass shootings that we've seen, what the president's suggesting here wouldn't have any impact on that, but some might be looking at it and say, well, it didn't affect these cases, but it still seems like every sale should have a background check. What do you say to them?
Well, I'm not opposed to background checks. My problem is that the devil's in the details, and he's not really doing background checks. What he's doing is bait and switch. He says background check, but what he really does is create a national registration system. He wants to create a database of every gun owner in the United States that the federal government has access and control of. That's what the problem is. So his rhetoric doesn't match what his method of what he's trying to accomplish is. And that's the sad part about this, is the intellectual dishonesty, the mistrust, and of course gun owners at this point have no trust for this president.
One of his statements that got immediate blowback on the internet was when he said that criminals can get guns on the internet with no questions asked that they couldn't get under normal gun buying circumstances. What did you make of that statement?
Well, I'll tell you what really bothers me most about that statement, if anything, is when criminals go now to a gun store to buy a gun and flunk the background check and have committed a felony in lying on the form. This administration has the worst record of any modern president in prosecuting those people. Those are the people we need to get off the streets that commit the crimes, and this administration has done nothing about that. Obama wants to get rid of people's guns. He doesn't want to get rid of the criminals.
During his statement today, the president, Mr. Gottlieb, talked about how he has respect for the Second Amendment, but then followed that up with this.
Well, there are other rights that we care about as well, and we have to be able to balance them. Because our right to worship freely and safely, that right was denied to Christians in Charleston, South Carolina. And that was denied Jews in Kansas City. And that was denied Muslims in Chapel Hill and Sikhs in Oak Creek.
Basically, his message is, sir, that he's not doing much to harm the Second Amendment, but he is protecting First Amendment and other rights. What do you say in response to that?
Again, all the cases he cited there, those people went through background checks to begin with when they got their guns. He's intellectually dishonest to start with, but if he cared about supporting Second Amendment rights, his Justice Department would have been suing the cities like Washington, D.C. and Chicago for not allowing people to have guns in their own homes for self-protection. His administration does nothing to protect gun rights. Other groups like the Second Amendment Foundation have to file those suits to restore gun rights because he doesn't care about that. So he's done nothing at all to show that he's sympathetic to the Second Amendment in any stretch of the imagination.
The thing that's going to get the most attention on the network news tonight and throughout the week, as long as this story's in the news, is the president getting emotional as he talked about the kids from Sandy Hook and so forth. And then at a different point in the speech, he said, if we love our kids and care about their prospects, and if we love this country and care about its future, then we can find the courage to vote. We can find the courage to get mobilized and organized. We can find the courage to cut through all the noise and do what a sensible country would do. What did you make of the emotional appeal?
Well, that's all he has because the facts are not on his side. He can't say that anything he's proposing would have stopped any of these criminals and these mass murders from getting their guns. He can only rely on emotion because he can't lie on any facts or statistics. Let's look at where the places where homicides have really gone up. Baltimore, Democratic mayor, his party. Chicago, Democratic mayor, his party. Go across the country. Detroit, Democratic mayor, his party. Go across all the places that have strict gun control and Democratic mayors for decades. That's where the problems lie, because they don't go after the criminals. They're going after law-abiding gun owners and taking away means of self-protection and self-defense and making it harder to stop crime. So this rhetoric is just total phony baloney.
Alan, what do you expect from Congress, if anything, in response to this? And where do you expect this debate to go over the final year of this president's term?
Well, I expect Congress basically to totally rebel against everything Obama is trying to do here. And, of course, Obama talks about how he's going to hire more people to do this and that, and the funds for that are in his budget. Well, his budget has to get approved by Congress, and those things are not going to be in the final budget that Congress approves.
Well, we'll certainly be watching, and as this stays in the news, we'll be glad to be back in touch. Alan, thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the author of numerous books defending the Second Amendment rights of Americans. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.